Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM, not to be confused with AM. Hey, Michael Prince here is with me. Have a round of applause, Michael.
Thank you, David.
How are you this evening?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. You're kind of sitting behind me. I have to crank my neck around.
Oh, sorry. I'll move around when we turn the mics off next time.
All right, but for this talk break, it's going to be pretty uncomfortable.
Piggybacking.
For me. Yeah, and also voiceovers, Tim Ray. But anyway, fellas, it's Bass Rootin' time.
Oh, yeah.
Michael.
Fellas.
Yes, that's right. Sorry. Smitty says fellas. I'm stealing one of his things there. Michael, who is Bass Rootin'? Please explain for the listener at home.
Well, David, he is a Dutch street fighting sensation. He puts out his own DVDs that we have legally acquired. And basically, I've heard he can crush a man with his eyebrows.
Wow.
Wow.
That's how powerful this man is.
Wow. Crush it in the eyebrow.
That's right. A dynamo.
For the benefit of the listener, I'm trying to crush something with my eyebrow. It doesn't seem to work.
Not looking good.
No. Maybe we should ask Bass Rootin himself to just briefly explain who he is. Bass, who are you?
Hello, and welcome to Bass Rootin's lethal street fighting self-defense system.
That doesn't really answer my question now, does it? It's quite poor. Obviously, radio is not his thing.
Welcoming, though.
Yeah. I suppose he's nice. That's who he is. He has a very... sounds like German, but it's actually a Dutch accent. And he resides in America, and he wrestles, and he talks about street fighting. I believe he was a bouncer for many, many years.
Right.
And I think he is such a great fighter. In fact, you two as well, I'm speaking on behalf of you. We think that he's such a great fighter that we believe everybody would be safer knowing the self-defense techniques that he knows himself. So we made some calls to try to get the word out there. Try to get the word out there about Bass Rootin and how great he is. But to make it seem a bit more personal, we tried to get the real Bass Rootin, but he's busy. He wouldn't do community radio, obviously. He's
busy wrestling.
Busy man, yeah. Obviously, he'd crush us with his eyebrows. But so obviously, we didn't have the real Bass Rootin. So we made what's called a soundboard. Now, for the people who don't know what that is, that's everybody unless you're involved with radio in any way. A soundboard is a selection of audio files arranged on a series of buttons on a computer screen, and each button corresponds to a different Bass Rootin phrase in this case.
Like, is that what it is?
Like the one here. That is what it is,
oh,
Michael.
Excellent.
And so without further introduction, we here at David M. Green's Summer Powwow proudly present Bass Rootin Calling. Now, we first tried a well-known and local martial arts specialist, someone adept at the deadly martial arts.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Okay?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, what can I do for you?
Listen, fella, this is the thing. This is very important, okay? Let me explain to you something about porcelain, okay?
About what?
I know my things, okay? You have to understand. My first thing that I want to tell you is to keep your eyes on your opponent. Never look away from your opponent. Because if you look away, you cannot see the glass coming, or the hit, or the baseball bat, or what about a shin kick in the head? What about the kick in the groin?
What? You want a kick in your ball?
Okay.
Okay, so that one, that didn't really work very well, did it? Who's using martial arts anymore, anyway? What is this, like, ancient samurai Japan? I don't know, is it?
I don't think so, The last time that I looked. You would have thought that someone, obviously the person that answered the phone wasn't so, perfect in English. He sounded like he came from a different country. You thought he would have been a bit more welcoming to someone else who didn't speak that much English.
Think that, wouldn't you? Well, why don't we try something a bit more modern? Any ideas, Michael?
Some weapons, maybe. Not old ones, new ones.
Pump the guns?
Yeah.
A gun shop.
Yeah. Ah.
Hello, Mark. Indoor firing range. Jason speaking.
Hello.
How you going? Hello.
All right. Okay.
How can I help you?
Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Okay? Yep. What can you do with this?
What have you been for many years, sorry?
I know, okay? Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Like I told you before.
Yeah?
Okay. There are many weapons that you can use. Weapons, I should say. I call them weapons.
Yeah.
A glass. Very dangerous. You can stab it right in front of somebody's face.
Yeah, and what about that?
I call them weapons. Crush it in the face.
Yeah, we don't have weapons, mate. We have firearms.
It's your choice.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, what are you ringing up for, sir?
What about the kick in the groin? This is very important.
Right, we're not talking about this. I'll see you later. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Okay, this obviously isn't working. I think we need to take Bass Rutan's street fighting methods directly to the people. Can we hire some sort of Blues Brothers type car with a big megaphone?
Ah, oh, I like it. Hey, you, on the motorcycle.
You two girls. Pay attention to me. I don't think that's going to work. We don't have the budget for it. Why don't we just keep using the phones? Well, why don't we try some average, you know, average run-of-the-mill businesses? Like a
mill?
Like a mill. Well, that's not really very average. It's very agricultural. What is this? Ancient Japan? what about an antique shop?
Mm.
Okay. We can talk about porcelain, perhaps. For this rotary phone. Very old.
Good afternoon, Tasmar Antiques.
Hello.
Hello.
Let me explain to you something about porcelain, okay?
Right.
It's a stabbing device. This is porcelain. It will have sharp edges, and it can cut your throat. You can cut people with it. Very dangerous. Watch out for that.
Yes.
Okay?
Right, yes. It's a porcelain blade. Yes.
This is very important. Okay?
Yes, right, yes.
You have to understand. Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Okay?
Yes. And what's the point of the call?
There are many weapons that you can use. Weapons, I should say. I call them weapons. A glass. Very dangerous. You can stab it right in front of somebody's face.
Yes, and what's the point of the call?
Pay attention to me. Like I told you before, okay?
Yes, I'm listening.
Listen, fella. This is the thing. You have to understand. It's a street fight, okay?
Yes.
My first thing that I want to tell you is to keep your eyes on your opponent. Never look away from your opponent, okay?
Yes.
What about the kick in the groin?
Yeah, what about it?
Everybody underestimates the kick in the groin, okay?
Yes.
I call them weapons, okay?
Yes.
I know my things. Hello, and welcome to Bas Rutan's lethal street fighting self-defense system. Let me explain to you something about porcelain, okay?
Unsuccessful once again. I don't know what went wrong with that one.
Oh. I like that guy. He's very genteel, unlike the gun guy who's very quick to anger. This guy here, much more reserved, a little more like that.
You wouldn't want it the other way around, would you?
No. Well, the gun guy, very quick to anger. This guy, though, classy, like a David Dickinson almost. Very classy guy.
He's been in the business for 25 years. All right, well, this time we tried a Vietnamese restaurant, partially because we thought someone who had a lesser knowledge of English might actually pay more attention to Bass Rutan's advice. And secondly, we thought perhaps after all this telephoning, Bass Rutan, you know, might be a little hungry.
Yeah, and parched.
Yeah. Oh, yes, possibly after a bottle of beer as well.
Mm.
Yeah, if it's a licensed restaurant.
To quench his
thirst. You'd hope so, yeah. Mm.
Hello, Sunlau Restaurant.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Of course, the bottle of beer.
Hello, have you the wrong number?
No. Okay. My first thing that I want to tell you, what can you do with this?
Can you hang on? I'm
all right.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Thank you very much.
What can I do for you?
Let me tell you first, okay?
Yes?
Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Of course, the bottle of beer. Okay?
Yeah, that's the Sun Lao Vietnamese restaurant. You got the right number.
All right.
Yeah, the restaurant.
I know. Okay?
Yep.
This is very important.
Yep. Yep.
Of course, the bottle of beer.
Oh.
I know. Okay?
No was.
Listen, fella. This is the thing. You have to understand.
Understand what?
Like I told you before. Okay?
Where are you from?
It's your choice. Okay?
Okay. I got to do nothing with you. Okay, bye.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh God, this isn't working, is it?
It's not going
People
well
People were yelling in the background. That man's wife was yelling at him.
In another language.
Poor guy. well, I think the beer. I think we're onto something with the beer. What about a bottle shop?
That's got plenty of bottles.
Something. Hopefully, some of those bottles would contain beer as well.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think
mm-hmm.
so, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Bass Rutan's probably thirsty after all that stabbing and shin kicking.
Shabbing and shin kicking.
Shabbing, yeah.
And eyebrowing.
It's a Dutch thing, obviously.
Now, it's a long phone number.
These phones are so old.
Mm.
Almost as old as the Radio Adelaide ones.
YBWS Gilbert Street, Ollie speaking. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello?
Of course, the bottle of beer.
Pardon?
No. Okay.
You're a little bit quiet, sir, sorry.
What can you do with this? Hello.
Hello.
Of course, the bottle of beer. Okay.
Can I help you with something there?
What can you do with this?
What can I do with what?
It's your choice. Okay? Of course, the bottle of beer.
Okay.
Like I told you before, this is very important. Okay?
Yeah, all right.
I know.
See you later, mate.
Of course, the bottle of beer.
Okay, I'll give you free beer if you come in.
Okay?
Yeah, okay, no worries.
Thank you very much.
No worries, man. Catch you later.
Okay.
Oh, what a good guy.
What an offer.
Hey, head on down to BWS Gilbert Street. They will give you free beer.
Just pretend to be Bus Root and walk in and say, yeah. Crush it in the face,
yeah, yeah.
And they will give you beer.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, that guy's actually a friend of Smitty.
He'll give you some driving tips as well.
Shame I don't drink, actually. All right, well, after all of this calling, I think Bass Rutan needs a sensual, full-body adult massage and maybe a little something more. I believe it's illegal in this state, but let's try him anyway.
It's not where he comes from. The Dutch enjoy it.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
What can you do with this?
Pardon?
What can you do with this?
Do with what?
What about the kick in the groin?
Hey?
Everybody underestimates the kick in the groin.
I have no idea what you're talking about, mate.
Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years.
Okay.
Always. Okay?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is very important. What can you do with this? Hello?
Hello. Well, we give a full-body adult massage. Can I help you at all?
Okay. Always.
You're not helping me out. I don't see why you getting a kick in the balls is any of my business.
This is very important.
So you keep telling me, but I don't see how it's important to me.
Make sure it's straight on the jaw so you don't hurt your hand, because if you hit the skull, you might break your hand. Okay. I know my things.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you don't, but I'm like, why are you telling me? Why do you think I want to know this?
You have to understand. This is very important. Like I told you before. What about the kick?
Come in here tonight, or are you just calling to make fun of this place? What are you doing?
Like I told you before.
No. Answer the question. Do you have any interest whatsoever coming in here tonight, or are you just wasting my time?
Always.
Always what?
What can you do with this?
Do with what?
Let me explain to you something about porcelain, okay?
Why do I care about porcelain?
Okay.
I don't give a f*** about porcelain.
Okay?
No, don't start explaining to me. I really don't care.
It's a stabbing device.
Pardon?
It's a stabbing device. This is porcelain. It will have sharp edges, and it can cut your throat. You can cut people with it.
Why the f*** do I care about porcelain?
Like I told you before.
No, I don't give a f*** what you told me before. I've listened to everything you've had to say. What the f*** has this got to do with where I work?
Pay attention to me.
I am. I'm about to hang up on you, mate.
What about the kick in the groin?
What about it?
Crush it in the face. Hello.
She sounded pretty angry.
Very uptight for someone who massages all that.
Astute observation, Michael.
Mm.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Yeah. To find out more about Bass Rutan, look him up on the internet. He is all over it. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Here's Tears for Fears. We'll be right back with a sketch that is both hilarious and educational.